Hey, yo, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of the pod. It's your boy B. I got Country, Soul, and Carter. Let's get it.
Live from all over the country. It's the Cav. The Pod. The Podcast. Coming at you right now.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Can't forget that, B.
Nah, I do.
Nah, it's the hey yo. The fuck? It was a little less energy, B.
Hey yo. We here.
There you go.
Back for another episode of the podcast. What's going on, y'all?
Yo, B, before you get started, man, I would be remiss. See, I got the shirt on, right? And I don't give a fuck how y'all feel about it. Over the weekend, my man Roman Reigns lost the belt to Cody Rhodes. 1,316 days in a row. That's like Hulk Hogan era shit for WWE, bro. 3.5 years, no injuries. Basically, best matches, greatest of all time. Enjoy your time off, Roman. We'll see you when you get back, baby. Great job. My tribal chief. Fuck y'all if y'all don't like it.
Come on, man. Don't nobody watch that. No grown man watch that.
Hey, a lot of people's going to be like, man, they hate and watch. WWE's going, they coming back, bro. Attitude era. Let's go.
Hey, the shirt, the only one. He was the only one late to get the podcast started. Three black people. The white man was late. Crazy.
It was crazy. What happened to what happens off the pod stays off the pod, bro? What the fuck?
We got to let the people know, man.
It pertain to the white man. I see how it is.
No passes for the white man.
I'll keep that in the old memory bank. Let's go.
Carter, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. I'm Gucci, bro.
Where you at right now?
I'm in West Palm, Florida right now, man.
Country's about to move to Florida, too.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to slide out here, man, so we can tear shit up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get it popping. Yo, bro, like, little side note, I met Carter through Bretton Hart. Basically, I went down to Florida, man. They treated me like family. And honestly, man, I was like, yo, we got to get you on the pod, man, because, like, I was blown away when I met this dude. So, finally, man, you're here, bro. Let's go.
Let's get with it, man.
Hey. Yo, speaking of Florida, that's probably like a two-and-a-half-hour flight from where I'm at. But on a United Airlines flight, it got diverted after a dog pooped in the aisle.
Oh, yeah. That's why they don't need to have dogs on this shit.
The staff had to spend over 2 hours cleaning it up before people could get back on the plane.
So my question is, what size was the dog that it took 2 hours to clean up the shit?
Right.
Where did the dog shit? Just in the aisle? Just because, in the aisle. I mean, if it's secluded to the aisle, like, I'm guessing this hazmat, maybe.
Yeah.
So, like, do somebody got to call somebody to, like,
yeah, that's probably it.
What the fuck is protocol, bro? Like, I don't get it.
COVID fucked shit up.
I feel like it might have been a little excessive, man. Maybe so, you know. My dog has pooped in my house before. I just got it up, sprayed some like disinfectant on it, kept it moving.
Yeah, it didn't take
dog.
2 hours, right?
It did not take. I didn't have to call anybody to ask them what the plan was. I kind of took action into my own hands, bro. So, you know, pause.
So, wait, my question was, or is, I should say, was the plane
was in the air and they had to make an emergency landing to clean the plane.
That's crazy.
Imagine if you're the person on the flight. He's like, are you fucking kidding me, man?
Yeah, they're probably ready to kill that dog, man, right? Got people late for work.
Because this asshole shit in the middle of the aisle, too.
Yeah, late for your vacation because the dog took a shit in the aisle is wild. That's wild.
Carter, where are you originally from?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you, man. I'm from Fayetteville, 2-6 and Fayetteville, North Carolina.
What are your thoughts on J. Cole apologizing to Kendrick?
I wish he wouldn't have done that because, I mean, we from a city where we bang, like, we men of our word, women of our word, like, we from, you know what I'm saying, a city of workers, like, we from the gritty, you know what I'm saying, like, you mean what you say, you know what I'm saying, say what you mean, so I get his time and his mental process and where he's at in his life, but saving face, I wouldn't have said shit. I would have told him that to his face and left that shit behind doors.
See, I think the apology would have been worse if Kendrick washed him, right? And then he responded and took it back afterwards. But I don't feel like Kendrick's initial charge at him was good enough to where an apology kind of is embarrassing, so to speak. You know what I mean? So I feel like, hey, it shows maturity from J. Cole, in my opinion. You know, he doesn't want any smoke at that age. I know I don't. I'm almost 40 years old. I don't want problems with nobody. You know what I mean? So, hey, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. What y'all think?
I feel like it kind of reminded me of the game. You know how the game used to always say stuff, then he'd backtrack? And I was like, not Cole, man. I kind of like look at it from two sides. Like, I look at it like from a growth side. You know, like if you're really focusing on that aspect of it. But so I get it, but man, this is hip hop, bro. Like, you don't apologize for that. This is like you're trying to be the greatest of all time, right? You're trying to be the number one guy right now, and you put out a diss record, and then you're like, oh, it hurts my heart that I did that to him. Yeah. I'm hoping it's mind games. I'm hoping it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Just maybe like, we get that album that they supposed to have coming together or something. I don't know,
man. It was just, I saw a lot of people that was pretty pissed off about it. But, I mean, I'm kind of indifferent. I can see the growth process of it, but I also can see that it's like hip-hop. Hip-hop is a competition. I've never seen, like, somebody, like, I've never seen, what's the best way to put it? I've never seen Dirk Nowitzki apologize to LeBron James taking one of his rings. You know what I'm saying?
We've seen apologies in hip hop multiple times, right? Yeah. You had Jay-Z, Nas, right? Look at 50 and Fat Joe. They hated each other, right?
But that took time, though. That was like 2 days. It was like 2 days.
Okay. Yeah, man. It was like that actually played out. You know what I'm saying? To where you can actually think about it and be like, all right, man, this was kind of stupid. This shit was like a diss record, and then right after that, man, it hurts my heart. Yeah. I was like, whoa, what is going on?
And then he did it in North Carolina. He did the apology in North Carolina at Dreamville. Like, yo, the city mad. Like, my city mad, low-key. Like, yo, you making us look like bitches and shit. Like,
right.
I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But the city in itself didn't really support him in the beginning, so they really can't really voice on that shit anyway. But the city tight about it, for sure.
Carter, tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Man, it's what I don't got going on, for real, for real. But I know for this year, man, I'm really focused on my role as chief marketing officer for a branding company called Lab 111, where we brand skilled professionals. So, like, if you're a barber or a cosmetologist or a boxer, we'll create certain products for you to sell to your clients.
At the end of May, you do have a runway showcase.
I got
them on that, Carter, man. Yeah, trying to get the podcast down there, bro.
Hey, I got an event, man. This is going to be a really dope event. It's called Lab 111 Sports Week. We got a dope ass fashion show, man. We got some baddies. We got I think we got Ray Allen's son. He's going to be walking in the runway. Carlos Boozer. We got, man, it's just going to be a dope vibe, man. We got some dope artists, some dope food, rooftop access, downtown Miami, Brickell. It's going to be a vibe, man.
So, wait, Carter, does Boozer still have that Beijing beard and headpiece? That's what I need to know. Is he still rocking it?
He's still rocking that shit.
Oh, come on, Boozer. Come on, Carlos. You got to cut it out, man. Let it go, baby.
Hey, that's the look out here in Miami. Everybody got that painted shit on, bro.
Yeah. I know Fat Joe had it for a while, right? Yeah. His look crazy.
He still got that shit, too. It's light, but it's still painted.
Yeah, that's funny, man. So, like, as far as the event goes, man, like, is there tickets? Are y'all promoting anything? Like, what's going on with that?
Yeah, so right now, we've just been doing model calls. We got some dope models, man. But tickets are on sale right now, $25. VIP is $50. We ain't trying to bust nobody head open for no tickets, man. It's a small, intimate event. It's really for people who really want to put themselves in a position to win. Because the people that's in the room are people that will put you in a position to win.
Right. What does VIP consist of?
So with the VIP packages, we'll also have... where everybody can meet Bret Hart. She's one of our clients where we're doing branding for her. We created a CBD Warrior Shield salve for, you know, athletes for before, after, and during their workouts. They can use the salve. And we created this training card so people can get this training card, all of that good jazz. Also, the VIP, they'll have a swag bag. They'll get preferred seating, complimentary drinks and food, and just good vibes, man.
What is a little bit of the contents of the swag bag, or can you not disclose that?
Well, yeah, we got a lot of products. It's a lot of products. So if you like to smell good, if you like to look good, you know what I'm saying, you got those products. So definitely you'll have the Bret Hart card and the Warrior Shield. It's a few other brands that's been, that's like from North Carolina, some joints from Virginia, some joints from Cali. I don't quite remember all of the brands, but it's a lot of brands. It's all about brands. So a lot of washing ass type of products.
I hear you, man. I was riding with a friend over the weekend, and they put on some R. Kelly. And I don't know, man. It just felt dirty. I was just like, this is kind of weird, you know? I was wondering, what could Ye do to make me feel like that about his music? And I don't think there's anything Ye could do other than, like, kill a member of my family to make me, like, stop listening to any of Ye's music, man.
I mean, all he has to do is drop another album for me because it's just been trash. The last, like, three have been horrible,
man. Well, I'm talking about his classics,
man.
Bro. Like, from here.
It was 20 years ago. 20 right. years ago.
It doesn't matter.
I fuck with Kanye. I fuck with everything. Even the new shit. I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the new shit.
Okay.
So maybe we should do a segment. What could Kanye do to make you stop listening to his, even his classics, bro? Like,
try to give you that Diddy treatment.
Listening to his classics. What?
Try to give you that Diddy treatment. You're done, right?
Bro, you want to know what's funny? I was watching something. And Diddy, and it was around kids, and Diddy was there. And I was just like, have we not learned our lesson? Come on, bro.
Some people could bump their head a million times, right?
Y'all believe that shit, though?
Yeah,
man.
Too many people, right?
Too many people.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Yeah, but you got to look at it like, you know how the entertainment industry is. And with him suing those people, that's when all of this shit started happening.
But he did settle with Cassie. And Cassie's claims were pretty freaking crazy, man. Like,
yeah, he did settle.
Here's how I judge it, Carter, right? Here's how I would judge it. Let me ask you a question. Would you go to a Diddy party if he invited you tonight?
Yes.
You said yes?
Boy,
yes.
That's a brave man. That's a brave man.
Well, because I know me, and I know ain't nobody bending me over.
Now, but he's going to drug you up, though.
He drug me up. They just had to kick me out. At least I was there.
What if they put something in your drink, bro? I heard they don't even put it in the drink. I heard they put it in the juice is what Diddy's security guard was saying. Diddy's security guard was saying that everybody thinks that they put the pills in the alcohol. It's not in the alcohol. It's in the juice because the chicks use the juice to mix the drinks with.
Allegedly. That's allegedly. Crazy.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
I hope it's not true because I just met Diddy like, I want to say, three, four months ago. And then that's when all of this shit happened. I was like, yo, like this shit, what? Nah, nigga, don't try to play me out.
Carter, come on, man. Come on, what happened?
Let me put pause
there. All right, go ahead. Tell it.
It was dope, though. You know what I'm saying? The party was dope. You know what I'm saying? It was a release party out here in Miami. It was a vibe. It wasn't nothing crazy, but I don't know. I just hope the shit ain't true because motherfuckers called me Diddy of the City back home. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm not Diddy of the City, yo.
Yeah, that's not a nickname you want to carry. That don't hold a lot of weight,
like,
right?
Now it's like, yo, damn, like, I need to change that. Like, y'all can't call me that shit no more.
Yeah, nah, not at all. Nah, that's funny. That's funny.
Would you say Florida has the prettiest women in the U.S.?
I disagree, man. A lot of them motherfuckers plastic.
You don't like plastic women?
Nah, I like natural, man. Some shit I can punch and it move, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Respect.
I need to see the waves, you feel me? But I'm going to say this, man. It's not biased. North Carolina got some beautiful women. And the reason I say that is because it's one of the most international states in the world. So you're going to get all types of women. You know Gumbo what I'm saying? Just like New York, just like, you know what I'm saying? But it's just something about when they get that North Carolina twang into them, it just changes them, man. It changes them.
Elevates them, right?
Yeah, man. North Carolina, I have to say, got the best women to me.
Okay.
They were on the top 10 list when we did
that. Yeah, but were they? Were they like, were they higher than Florida?
Yeah.
They were higher than Florida, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like they were like six, right? No?
Yeah, because women out here, they got a bunch of gold in their mouth, braids and shit, 10, 20 rings on their fingers and shit. I'm like, God damn, you look like a pawn shop. Like, God That's damn. Funny.
Speaking of that, here are the top things that people waste their money on. Weddings. And I'll agree with that.
Oh, I 100% agree with
weddings. What's the most expensive wedding you've ever filmed, B?
I don't know. They can be up there, $100,000, $200,000. Me personally, I think that's a waste of money. And I always say this on Facebook, the best weddings that I ever filmed were ones that were like on a farm where the food was catered. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really about
the smaller, like intimate ones.
Yeah, like it's not really about the venue. It's just about bringing people together and having a good time and throwing a banger. So you don't need to spend all that money to have a great wedding.
Right.
The delivery fees from DoorDash and Uber Eats.
Never pay them. Never pay them.
Oh, no, I'm a big victim. I'm probably the reason it's on the list, to be honest with you. They kill me with the fees. And I have the $9.99 DoorDash pass where you save on the delivery charge and it's half off on the service fees or whatever. But I'm still, I think at the end of the year, it said I saved during the DoorDash pass. I think it was like $5,000. So saving $5,000 in 1 year, think of how much I spent.
Next one, gender reveal parties.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, they be going all in for them shits.
I mean, how much do balloons cost?
I mean, bro, it's past that, man. I seen somebody do it with a bike where they freaking were spinning tires and whatever, if it was purple or blue.
I've
seen somebody shoot something out of the sky and shit.
You're right, though, Country, because I actually seen a girl get like, she was in a slingshot and they like pulled her back, slung her in the slingshot. She flew in the air and like dangled the box or whatever, and the blue or pink came, you know, falling from the sky. It was crazy. I'm like, that's too much, but.
White, that was white person, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. 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 Without question.
Absolutely.
NFT artwork.
I think that's money laundering, bro. I'm a firm believer that's money laundering, dude. Why the hell are you going to pay all that money for some digital pictures? That's 100% money laundering.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Organic and clean products.
Yeah.
They're expensive, you know, as is. So even if you don't get a lot, you're still paying crazy money for them.
Well, I mean, it's like your typical beef is like $5. And then if you get something organic, it's like 12. And people buy that shit. It's like, oh, this cow was only fed grass. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Celebrity meet and greets.
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all a quick funny story on a celebrity meet and greet? Right. So I'm going to see Joe Budden with one of my friends. And we had the VIP tickets where you can meet Joe Budden backstage. We ended up getting wasted at the show. By the end of the show, I was completely embarrassed to go meet another grown man. I think I was like 36 at the time. I was like, ain't no way I'm going backstage to meet Joe Budden and fan out and have him sign a t-shirt. So we ended up backing out, paid for the VIP tickets, never went.
Damn.
Designer clothes for babies.
Big facts, because they're going to grow out that shit in a week.
Yeah, and 1 week, they're done, right? You spend all that money down the drain. I mean, I guess you could try to resell it, but, you know.
See people get infant Jordans. Like,
what the fuck? You can make that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, last thing. Branded clothing, because you're pretty much paying them to advertise their brand.
Facts.
I agree, but let me ask y'all another question, right? Are you guys against the kind of, what do they call it, like counterfeit designer? So if it's not like official, would y'all rock it? Same with jewelry. If it's not official, would you still wear it?
Yeah, I'd wear it.
I don't give a shit.
I mean, I'm not going to wear fake jewelry, but
I'll wear fake jewelry too, goddamn.
Yeah, I mean,
Carter keeping it a buck.
Especially if it's in a video, if I'm in a video or something, or, you know what I'm saying, a set or something like that, hell yeah, I'll wear that shit.
Gotcha. What was you going to ask me, Rob?
I was going to ask if that chain was fake.
Hell yeah, this shit fake, but it's Hey, but look though.
Let's go.
It got my business logo in there. So that makes it worth a lot more than what it normally is.
There you go.
There you go, yeah, man.
Now that's the thing.
You know what, Carter? I respect that, though, because, you know, 90% of people would have got on here and started fronting, right? You know what I mean? You kept it 100. Nah, I respect that. I respect it.
See, my thing is, the reason why I wouldn't wear fake jewelry is because, like, I don't really care that much about jewelry. So if I'm going to wear jewelry, I'm going to make, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't care about it either.
I guess the first time I wore this chain, like, actually, might have been since I left Florida, to be honest with you.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, country, get us out of here.
All right, make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Podcav. That's DAPODCAV. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube and click them notifications so you'll know when we're dropping new content. And also, keep telling a friend to tell a friend. Keep sharing our videos. Keep telling everybody what's going on. Keep bigging us up. We appreciate it all. And follow us anywhere your favorite podcast or stream. Back to you, B. All
right, Carter. Let the people know where they can find you at.
All right, man. Y'all can find me on my personal page, Carter J. Ville _. Or you can follow my business page, Lab 111 Sports Department.
There it is. Hey, we out of here.